Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've got the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, Q104. All right, let's play our game on Monday mornings. Did the Browns win or lose yesterday, Alyssa?
I actually know the answer to this. I got curious to know how your mood would be this morning, and I looked it up yesterday. They won!
Good snap. Good hold. The kick is on the way. The kick is good! The kick is good! And Andre Schmidt from 55 to give the Browns a 13-10 win.
And the crowd goes wild.
Unbelievable. Just unreal. I can't believe that happened yesterday.
Was it? It was like a buzzer beater?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
But the Browns hadn't even scored in the game until 3 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game.
Oh, are you serious?
And you're just thinking, you're like,
it's over.
Yeah, there's no way. This is just like every other Sunday.
You've been watching four quarters of nothing.
Yeah, time is going to run out. I wasted my Sunday again. Then they score 10 points in like 37 seconds. And then they get the, and then Green Bay was about to win the game. With this field goal at the end of the game, and then it was blocked, and then we moved down the field, and the guy, Andre Schmidt, who missed all those kicks in week one against the Bengals.
That guy. He's the one that came back to save it?
That guy's the hero now.
What? And that's how quickly your story in Cleveland can change.
Honestly. People left that game yesterday. Like, people were...
Oh, I'm sure. People were leaving.
Yeah, because especially if you're in the Muni lot or something like that, it's a long day.
It's a long day. You have traffic getting out of there. If you think that you're about to lose, especially with a big fat goose egg on the scoreboard, of course you're going to leave.
But now you're regretting it. If I was there and I would have left that game, I would be so mad at myself. That's why I never leave games early, ever.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Because of stuff like that.
You gotta stay until the very, very end.
Oh my gosh.
You never know what's gonna happen. Yeah, so. We were just sitting here, like, literally before we turned the microphones on, and we heard the guy, the guys over at the sports station just going absolutely mad.
Yeah, they're gonna have some fun this morning.
They finally
get to do a show where they have a little bit of positivity.
It makes me wonder what would happen if we ever won the Super Bowl. The city would burn. In a good way.
I mean, not only the Browns, that's not the only thing to be excited about. I mean, what is going on with the Guardians right now is...
Oh, yeah. What is going on with them?
Just as exciting and just as improbable. So the Guardians just keep on winning. And
they're fighting for a spot for playoffs.
They might win the division still. They were 15 and a half games out of first place. And over the past couple of weeks... They've been winning. Detroit has been losing. So they are now a game out of first place.
Wow.
And Detroit is coming in tomorrow night. So now these games for the next three nights, starting tomorrow night, could mean the division. Could mean the Guardians winning the division and getting into the playoffs. But they're also tied for the third and final wild card spot with Houston. And even though the Guardians lost yesterday, Detroit lost and Houston lost, so they didn't lose any ground. So they're tied for this wild card spot, too. It's crazy. Like, we might be, the Guardians might be in the playoffs. I mean, there's so many people, I'm sure, that I haven't been paying to the I haven't been paying a lot of attention to the Guardians this summer just because, you know, I felt like they were out of it. If I was able to listen to the game or watch the game, I would, but I haven't been as present this summer as I usually have. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
I feel like they do this a lot. Like, what? As we get closer to October and people are getting excited for the Browns, everybody kind of goes a little, like, I don't want to say that, like, people stop paying attention to the Guards, because that's not true, but our attention is divided.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden they just scoop up out of nowhere and they're like, it's playoff time, October baseball. And we're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. If this is the week to pay attention to the Guardians, and we're going to have Guardians tickets tomorrow on our show to get you to a game at some point this week.
Heck,
because yeah, we might be going to the playoffs. Exciting things here on a Monday morning.
Woo!
Thank you so much for coming back. It's the Q Morning Show on Q104. We are going to Elyria this morning for the good vibe. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
So my boyfriend's out of town for work, which is a great thing because I took apart the whole living room and rearranged it and cleaned stuff and organized stuff. And if he was here, he would have been so stressed out and offering way too many opinions. Mm. And now it's just done, and it's so nice.
Okay. Everybody stop. Everybody just hold on a second. First of all, it is funny to me sometimes how people start off their good vibes. It's always like I feel like they're going in a different direction.
Right.
And they're like, what's your good vibe? Oh, my boyfriend is out of town. And then that's it. Don't
and
say
that's
anything
the
else.
End.
I'm sick of that SOB. And I'm like, wait, is this really a good vibe? Oh, no, you're happy that he's out of town because you switched around the living room furniture?
Furniture, everything. And, like, we had all this, like, we have a desk with office stuff. And, like, all of that was a mess and, like, overflowing. And I knew that would have stressed him out, like, going through everything. And so I just did it. And I was like, okay, here we, you know, and I didn't have social plans, nothing. I, like buckled down for a couple of days. And now it's great. And yeah, he would have been a mess otherwise.
So you weren't happy with the living room?
No.
Prior?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Was he?
He thinks it was fine. Like, I don't think he really cares. But I know that the pulling apart of everything would have stressed him out. And he feels like he needs to be a part of everything. He does not.
He does not.
Has he returned to see this living room yet?
No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Fun little surprise.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be like a reveal on one of those shows. It'll be fine.
Imagine him, like, the first night that he's back, waking up to, like, go get a snack or go to the bathroom, and, like, he walks out and, like, everything has just changed, and he just, like, forgets where he is and doesn't know where to find anything anymore.
That's possible. I've already smashed my leg on the coffee table. I've already done that.
Oh, classic.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for calling in with the good vibe this morning.
Okay, thank you, guys.
It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So as you are probably aware, Taylor Swift is releasing her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, October 3rd. That is a week from Friday.
Yeah, so not this Friday, but the Friday after.
I hate it when months end in the middle of a week.
We were just talking about this, because October feels like it's
so
weeks
away,
but it's really next week.
Next week! So on Friday afternoon, and I completely missed this because I think I just kind of shut down after the show and got into the weekend.
Well, everybody gets into the weekend mode.
Taylor Swift has announced the official release party of a showgirl, an 89-minute long release party event, like a movie.
Oh, okay, fun.
So that's going to be Friday through Sunday when the album comes out on October 3rd. Screenings will begin at 3 p.m. Eastern, a week from Friday.
And now they're showing, obviously, in theaters around here.
I would imagine AMC, just like how they handled the Eras Tour.
They're going to be the ones showing it?
Right.
Okay.
And so what this theatrical release will include is lyric videos for other songs on the album, never-before-seen reflections from Taylor about her songs, behind-the-scenes footage of the music video shoot, and so much more. So AMC, so this happened on Friday. This announcement came out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And AMC was quickly overwhelmed by all of this.
Oh, you don't say.
And so if you try to get on their app to buy advanced tickets, a lot of people received notifications that said there's a wait time and a disclaimer. What do you call it? Some sort of a message that came out and said, thank you for your patience as we experience high traffic volume.
Yeah, they're probably not used to that being a movie theater.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe the last time that they experienced this was when tickets for the Eras Tour
probably
came out. So fans had to wait a little bit, up to an hour to get their ticket. And at some point, the site just crashed.
No! Yeah.
But it says here, it says the screenings are available at other theaters across the country, too. Cinemark, Regal.
And they're showing it for not just one day. It's actually for a couple of days. They're doing October 3rd through the 5th. So you have a few days to check it out, which is good.
So those tickets are available now. Yeah, I'd be interested to see if anybody has a ticket already.
Yeah, if anybody's going to that, please let us know. 216-474-0104.
And then this made me laugh. So Taylor writes on social media about her movie. Mm-hmm. She said, dancing is optional, but very much encouraged. Which was followed by AMC also releasing a statement saying, while normally prohibited during traditional showtimes, AMC guests are welcome to sing and dance during Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl.
That makes me think that Taylor maybe didn't check with AMC, but you know what? It's Taylor's world. We're just living in it.
To help ensure everyone's enjoyment of the show, guests may not stand on seats or block any aisles or stairs.
Hey,
you got to get that in.
After Chicken Jockey this summer, I think they can handle just about anything.
Over the weekend, Taylor also, she released a video on Taylor Nation, and she talks about basically the upcoming album. Here's Taylor.
We wanted this album to feel like really luxurious, and kind of as a nod to the luxury that a showgirl puts on when she's on stage. Meanwhile, like in the quick change room, she's like... Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
And she talks about what Swifties can expect with these album packages.
The CDs all have photo cards in them. The vinyls, they each have a poem inside of them, a unique poem. They've got like more images than we ever planned to put in there.
She's a marketing genius.
She really is.
I mean, not just one of the most talented musicians I've ever seen in my lifetime, but she knows how to market herself too.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she's very involved. This is not other people telling her what to do. She's very involved in all of this.
No, this is her brainchild. We just got a text actually, and I did see this over the weekend. So it's not just AMC. It looks like the Autorama in North Ridgeville is showing it.
Which Autorama.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, it came up as a targeted ad, and I was like, whoa, that looks cool.
What is the Autorama?
Drive-in.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know we still had those.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Way to keep it going, North Ridgeville.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa on Q104. This is interesting. We love to take calls on this show. And Charlotte just called up a second ago. And usually we ask, well, where are you listening? Where are you listening from?
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte said, I'm listening from Dallas, Texas.
I'm like, what?
Charlotte, you're in Dallas?
Well, technically I live in Denton, but it's just easier to say Dallas.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know where Denton is. So Dallas makes more sense.
That's a debate around here, whether you're allowed to, like, for instance, I live in Rocky River.
Can you say Cleveland?
I always say Cleveland.
I think you can say Cleveland.
Yeah. So what's going on with you, Charlotte? Why are you calling us this morning from Dallas?
So I actually called in to a radio show here and asked about this, and the host is the one that told me I should call you guys to get a better answer.
Okay, what did you call? Tell me what show you called and who told you to call us.
Oh, the host is Billy the Kid.
Oh, yeah,
He's like a friend of yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah, Billy.
He does a show in Dallas, so why would he tell you to call our show?
Well, so my boyfriend is being transferred to Cleveland, and I'm going with him, but I'm scared out of my mind. I'm a Texas girl. I've never lived anywhere but here my whole life, and I'm afraid, like, I'm not going to fit in there, you know, and, like, I'm in my 30s. It's, like, too late, I feel like, to make friends or anything like that.
Oh.
It's hard making friends as an adult. I hear you loud and clear on that one.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm definitely going to go with him, but part of me is, like, wondering, you know, like, should I try long distance for a while, like, let him go, you know, by himself and maybe get established, and then I will come there later. Like, it's just really scary, and I don't know if I can do it. Like, I want to do it, but I don't know. And I have to quit my job here and like, find a new job, and I'm worried he's going to be working all the time. And, you know, I just don't want to be really lonely, and I don't know. But I guess I'm calling because I want to know, like, if you can tell me a little bit more about the area.
Oh, man. If Destination Cleveland is listening this morning, they're like, oh, why did she have to call Bill and Alyssa?
I know, right?
They're like, they better do a good job of...
of selling this place.
Yeah, of advocating for the city.
Well, I mean, off the top...
Yeah.
It's a great place. Charlotte. I think you'll love it here.
We're kind of biased, but...
Yeah, we're a little biased for sure, but... I think Cleveland is great.
Charlotte, we are biased about how we feel about Cleveland. But at the same time, I feel like I'm somewhat qualified to answer this question now because I have lived in Atlanta, Georgia, Portland, Oregon, West Palm Beach, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm just going to basically in order of my resume. And nothing has come close to how I feel when I am here in this city. The nicest people.
Really?
The nicest people.
Oh, yeah. That is so true.
I have never found anyone anywhere nicer than the people that live here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
Loyal.
Talking about, like, being worried about making friends, I completely get that. I actually just moved back to Cleveland after being gone for years last year. But one of the things that I've noticed since being back is the amount of small talk that strangers make just like on a whim over nothing. Like, you will meet people and you will make conversations and have those relationships. And if you want to be friends with those people, it's a great opening. Even like yesterday, I was at the mall, started talking to some guy like working at Hot Topic. And like he like gave us like a little drawing that he made and like recommended like a horror movie convention going on in a couple weeks, like, and we had a whole conversation. People are super nice.
It feels like a community. Charlotte, let me ask you this. What kind of stuff are you into personally?
Well, I'm a big foodie, so I love like going and exploring like different like new restaurants or coffee shops, like tea shops. Like, I just like being out and I like to have conversations. You know, like I don't know if you guys have heard about these like supper clubs. They're like popping up at different places.
Supper
I don't
clubs.
Know if Ohio has anything like that.
We have a place in the flats. It's called the Supper Club. Is it
is
not?
It?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
I can't think of the, I know it ends in Supper Club. I don't think they actually, I think it's not really food
just
related.
The name.
It's more of a event related. They have
okay.
a lot of events there.
But we are a great place for food.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Like,
yeah.
I am not the one qualified.
I mean, across the board. I mean, we've got like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Plenty of bars. If you like sports, we got a lot of sports too.
Let's do this. 216-474-0104. Charlotte, can you hang on for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. This might be fun. We could open up the phones and maybe people can call up and just share some of the highlights of Cleveland. The things that mean the most to them.
Yeah.
And the thing that they tell other people when other people ask them about Cleveland. Oh, this. You
right.
know, it's this. Oh, you've got to, when you're in town, you've got to do this.
Yeah, give us your elevator yeah. pitch. Sell it.
Yeah, help out Charlotte. 216-474-0104. Charlotte, our potential new resident here in Northeast Ohio.
A potential Clevelander in the future.
All right, that's next. The Q Morning Show. TLC 7:30 banger this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're talking with Charlotte, who called up just a few seconds ago. She is from Dallas, Texas, and in the next few months, possibly will be relocating here to the Northeast Ohio area because her boyfriend is getting transferred up here. And she said, I'm scared out of my mind. Right, Charlotte? You're scared about coming up here?
Yeah, I'm terrified. I don't know, like, what I'm going to do there.
But as I said, and I'm not lying, I think these are the nicest people in the world, especially the listeners of this show, because we have a bunch of people calling up to sing the praises of Northeast Ohio. Carly in Lakewood. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
Say hi to Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What'd you want to say, Carly?
So I just wanted to say, I'm actually from Florida, born and raised. I've never lived anywhere else. I moved up to Northeast Ohio about 3 years ago, and I love it. I think it's the best decision I made. You're right. People are so nice. The traffic's much better, and I'd imagine it's probably much better than Texas, too. And there are supper clubs. There's one in Lakewood called the Gingham Market, where you can, like, cook with a bunch of people.
Ooh.
And then
oh,
eat
that's
together.
Really cool.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
And it's a really cool little market. So there are a bunch of different like little cool spots to do over like in Cleveland and Northeast Ohio. I get it. I was terrified to move up here, but like after about 2 years, like I'd say it's probably the best decision I made.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Carly. Thank you for calling in this morning. We're going to learn things about Northeast Ohio this morning.
I'm learning. I'm like, what? I got to write that down.
That
like, the supper club sounds fun.
Very informative. Becca in Broadview Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on with future Northeast Ohio and Charlotte.
Amazing. What I wanted to call today is because she was talking about being afraid of like making new friends, which is so hard as an adult. There is a woman, her name's Rebecca Maxwell in Cleveland. She runs a company that's called She's Company on Instagram. She hosts like all these really amazing events throughout the city where it's like a bunch of girls that meet up and like there's a theme and you just go and you just hang out and you make friends and it is the best time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've been following it for a couple of months now and they do like different like she said, like theme parties. So they do like sometimes like a color theme, and it's just like a bunch of girls. You can bring friends or not. You can show up solo and meet people. It looks so fun.
Rebecca Maxwell?
What is
yeah.
that?
Okay.
It's called She's Company.
We should have Rebecca on this show to tell us about She's Company.
That would actually be really... That would actually be amazing because I really want to go to an event, but I'm a little scared, so...
All right, we'll do that. We'll get you that information, Charlotte, because I didn't know about that either. Oh, look at this. Jody in Avon Lake. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, is it you're from Texas as well?
I am. I am... Seventh generation Texan.
Ooh, Texas girls on the line.
Yeah, then roots go deep.
All right, so you know the ins and outs of it. You've been in Texas, you've been here. What do you say to Charlotte?
First, hey Queen.
Hi.
So I've been here 2.5 years. I had never stepped foot in Ohio before we moved here. So can I just say that Buckeye game was really hard as a Longhorn? I digress. Like I said, Charlotte, I grew up in Grapevine. I moved down to Austin for about 15 years, then moved back up to Dallas, McKinney area, and then moved here. And I will say the people here are amazing. Y'all are so nice here. I mean, I thought Southern hospitality was a thing. It's got nothing from it.
On the Midwest hospitality.
It's crazy how nice you people are. Charlotte, watch your speed, girl.
Wise words. Yeah. Wise words from Jody.
For real. Our speed limits up here are like 60. So, girl, watch out.
And they will clock you.
Yeah. Traffic, nothing. I lived in McKinney and I worked in Rowlett, if that gives you any idea of how long my commute was, girl. It's half the time here.
All right.
Wow.
It's great. It's beautiful. You have all four seasons. Fall's showing a little leg right now. It's beautiful here. And, you know, there is a Facebook group. It's Cleveland Women Who Enjoy Life. I have met some of the most amazing women from this group, and we meet up, we do events. So, off air, if you want to get my info,
Let's, Jody, you hang on. I'm going to get your information here so I can pass that along to Charlotte so the two Texan girls can get together at some point.
I know. We just got
this
another text, too. Just moved back from the DMV 3 months ago. Give this girl my number. Down for a new friend.
This is great. I love the energy this morning. I love that the people of Cleveland have chimed in to help out Charlotte this
morning. Showed up yet again.
Charlotte, does this make you feel better about a potential move to Cleveland?
Oh, my gosh. It makes me feel much better. Like, Yeah, I think I'm going to move there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
I love it. So how long are you going to, how long will it take you? Like how long will you be here? In how many weeks?
In about 6 to 8 weeks, I'm going to be there.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Well, keep in touch with us and let us know. And then we'll maybe do an update in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Once you get here.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I had no idea about all these things in Cleveland. Like, wow.
All right, Charlotte, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. All right, we got to get to Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. Whew. If you did not hear, Alyssa, the streak was broken on Friday. So Alyssa,
we are starting fresh.
And all this week we have tickets for Ice Cube. So Ice Cube is next month at Rocket Arena. So hang on. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next. Megan in Wellington is here, and I'm so happy that we are starting over at zero. Alyssa does not have a win streak right now, so we're starting fresh here on a Monday morning. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. I have your five questions right here. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Sounds good.
What I'd like to do is start a losing streak. Can we do a month-long losing streak?
Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. The most common surname or last name in the United States?
Smith.
Question two. What Q104 artist was just announced as the host and the musical guest for the October 18th episode of Saturday Night Live?
I'm going to say Benson Boone.
Question three. What 2008 Disney Channel movie was about Michi Torres following her dreams of becoming a singer?
Michi Torres. Oh my gosh, I don't know. We only watch zombies. That's the only Disney Junior movie I know.
All right, let's try this one. I think you're getting this one. The author Shel Silverstein wrote about what kind of tree?
Oh my gosh, this is terrible. We've been reading this. The giving tree?
Final question. What animal has the longest tongue?
A giraffe.
All right, Megan.
Oh, I think that was really bad.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? You think it's bad? I don't think it's bad. I've got you down for 3 today. 3 out of 5.
Okay.
So I think that's good enough to get Alyssa a loss today and start a losing streak. Alyssa, meet Megan in Wellington.
Good morning, Megan.
Hi, Alyssa.
Megan did pretty well. She went 3 for 5. So, Alyssa, you need 3 questions correct to tie her and 4 to win. Here we go. The most common surname or last name in the United States.
Smith.
Yeah.
Question two. What Q104 artist was just announced as the host and the musical guest for the October 18th episode of Saturday Night Live?
Sabrina Carpenter.
That is correct. What 2008 Disney Channel movie was about Michi Torres following her dreams of becoming a singer?
Camp Rock.
Demi Lovato in that one. And the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Question four. The author Shel Silverstein wrote about what kind of tree?
The giving tree.
Giving tree is correct. All right. Alyssa,
I think everybody needs to go back and read that book this year. Just saying.
Question five. What animal has the longest tongue?
Oh, a giraffe?
Giraffe is correct.
Yes.
Okay. Alyssa goes 5 for 5.
Dang.
Another, another win
you.
Streak has begun. She's at 1.
Oh, here we go again.
Megan, thank you so much for playing. So what's going on? Are kids getting out of your car right now? What's happening?
Yes, I was in car ride or drop-off line.
Yeah, I heard those car dings, the car door dings.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to us. We do have some fantastic prizes for you.
All right, thanks. My name is Megan, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you here this morning. It is homecoming season.
Oh, yes, it is. I went to Mark's on Saturday around like 6 p.m., and I saw some boys in their suits running in to get something last minute.
Yeah, what would they be getting at Mark's?
I had no idea. I had no clue, but they were all done up. They had their boutonnieres on, and it was funny. They were wearing full get-ups, but sneakers and carrying their dress shoes. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So my son, Will, who's a freshman this year, their homecoming is this upcoming weekend.
Ooh, and, first homecoming. Yay.
Well, over the weekend is when Will informed us that he will be attending.
Oh, I figured that was a given.
I didn't think so.
Really? Okay.
I mean, he doesn't have a date. He's just going with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then he said, well, I also need a new suit. I guess they instructed the kids. They showed like a video or something.
Really?
And they said, you need to wear a suit that night. So guess who went suit shopping yesterday?
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So it was me and Will and also a friend of his at the same time who also needs a suit. I wasn't buying him a suit, but he just came along for the experience.
Okay.
So we went to multiple stores yesterday. And the reason why is because the first store that we went to, I had an idea of what measurements were going to be, but the guy in the first store, he took out the tape measure and he actually measured both boys.
Okay.
And it turns out Will would wear like a 30 regular, which most men's clothing stores do not make because it's too small.
Really? Okay.
So as it turned out, and then we went to another store and got confirmation of that. Like, there's nothing in this store that's going to fit Will. So he needs to shop at the children's section.
No.
And you can imagine that Will's friend thought that was hilarious.
Oh, no. And is Will's friend like a little bigger than him?
Oh, yeah. He's
okay.
He's a 38 regular. Will's a 30 regular. Will's tall, but he's very skinny.
I'm thinking like a 30. I'm like, Bryce wears about a 30 regular. And there has to be an option here.
There's not an option. So we had to go shopping. So Will's friend is like, where do we have to go? Baby Gap?
Shut up. Oh, my God. This poor kid.
I know. Just busting
his
chops.
To children's place? Carter's?
We went to four stores. Finally found a suit that would fit Will. And because in the children's sections, there aren't that many options. Not like a men's clothing store or at like a Macy's or something where there's just suit coats everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few options, but we got lucky and we finally found one in his size. I made him go try it on. And so he goes in the fitting room and he comes out wearing the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that I can really describe it, it reminded me of, you know how people dress up their dogs at Halloween, put them in Halloween costumes?
Yes.
That's what it looked like to me. He looks like I put a suit on a baby giraffe.
That's such a funny analogy. So I'm going to guess that you didn't get the suit?
No, we bought the suit.
You bought the suit?
Yeah, it just looks funny on him, I think.
Is it just because he doesn't wear suits often?
Maybe that's it.
Okay. It's not the shorts and sweatshirt that you're used to seeing him in?
He's at that awkward stage, I think.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad that you guys knocked it out. That's a big thing out of the way.
Me too.
Does he know like what color he's wearing? Does he have
blue.
Okay.
It's a blue suit.
Nice. Yeah. Ooh, I'm excited for pictures.
I'll have pictures for you this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I stumbled upon this morning. I thought we could get into it. According to a new survey, 31% of parents learned their child bought something online without permission.
Oh.
While the average unauthorized shopping cost, it costs families about $170. That's the average. In this survey.
Like the average oopsie. Yeah. Like so the kid bought something online.
Right. You wake up, you check your phone, yeah. You find out someone spent $170. That's the average.
Like the credit card was just already like in there.
But 19% of kids have spent over $300.
That's a nice chunk of change. That would ruin my day to wake up and see that.
I don't think this has ever happened to me.
Like, no?
My kids know that. They can't make a purchase, like if they're on the Xbox, like I'm going to get Microsoft something email or whatever.
Like they can't, you'll see it.
They can't do it in secret. Mm-hmm. They know they need to ask my permission first. And they will. And they'll come up and they'll say, I want to buy this game and slap down $20.
They've never even tried, though?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so. I think they know that I would take away their permissions like pretty quickly.
Lucking out over there with two angel children.
Although it does say here in this survey, nearly three quarters, 72% of parents believe their kids don't understand the value of a dollar. I can confirm that. Like even the going suit shopping yesterday, like Will does not know the difference between a $100 suit and a $1,000 suit.
Mm.
Like it, and
either way, it's more money than he has.
Like if he wanted the $1,000 suit, I would have paid for it. No problem. You know, it makes no difference to him. Like, he doesn't understand.
Yeah. Like, money is not a thing for him yet. He's only 14. He'll get there.
216-474-0104. Has your child ever bought something online without your permission?
Find out about it, or like, on the bank statement.
Right. And maybe it wasn't the next day. Maybe it was, like, a while.
And you're like, what?
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Natalie in Twinsburg, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what did your kid buy without your permission?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it was this past summer. I woke up one morning to find that my 9-year-old, in the middle of the night, spent $400 on online games without my knowledge.
in the store where you can like buy things in game.
Yes, exactly. And he claims that he had no idea that he was being charged for stuff, and I believe him. And you know, to be honest, this stuff really is so confusing. Mm. And he was just getting games off of Steam, which I guess is for his Switch. Honestly, I don't even know what that is. And all the purchases were from the Nintendo eShop.
So you look at your bill and you're like, what do you do next? Like,
yeah,
what is the next thing you do?
Yes, exactly. So I requested for refunds and that it pretty much went nowhere. He just got his Switch back. He was grounded from it. he wasn't allowed to use it for like a month.
Uh-huh.
And since then, he's not been able to purchase things directly. I put the two-step verifications in place. And I mean, hopefully that will stop this from ever happening again.
Yeah.
But it really is confusing. So, you know. I felt bad I had to take it from him, but at the same time, it's like, well, okay, buddy, now you're learning this lesson.
Yeah, I agree that all this stuff is confusing.
Yeah, two-step verification, great for making it so that people can't steal your identity, and also great for making sure that 9-year-olds can't spend a month worth of grocery money on their Switch.
Drew knows, and Will knows, that if they want to buy anything that's electronic, they know everything is hooked up to the credit card.
Oh,
and
no.
they know we'll see it. So whenever they want something, they'll ask in advance. They'll say, hey, I want to buy this game, and they'll slap a 20 down on the table, and they're like, it's cost 20 bucks, and then so I get the cash, and then all of a sudden they know how to buy stuff, but I think they know better not to to buy it without asking in advance. Sorry that happened to you, Natalie.
I hope that at some point I get a 20 on the table, and I like that thought, so fingers crossed for that being my future.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Have a great day. Thank you for listening to us.
Thanks. Bye.
It's Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Carly's listening to us in Cleveland. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
Has your kid ever made an unauthorized purchase?
Yes.
Online? What is that?
Yes. So we woke up one morning and there was over $900 worth of Amazon purchases. I mean, he was only like 7 years old, but it was, you know.
Seven?
Yeah,
that's
he was seven.
Older than I thought he was going to be.
Well, I mean, yeah, we made the mistake of getting him an Amazon tablet, and you have to have an Amazon account with it. And I just linked mine, didn't think he was able to buy anything, yeah. And, you know, but yeah, so over $900 worth of purchases. And fortunately, Amazon was very, very good about it. Yeah, they refunded everything, but my bank stopped it when he tried to buy an over $1,000 robot.
So he tried. He tried again. He doubled down.
He tried again. Yeah. You know what it was? Is they have the buy now instead of add to cart on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was pressing, was the buy now, and it just kept going and going and going. So
he was going to put it in the cart. For perhaps later, for maybe a conversation.
Yes, Mom, look at what I found. Dad, I want to show you this toy that I found. You know, this, So they were very expensive collectible toys that him and his dad loved to, you know, look at and talk about and collect and all this fun stuff. But, that was a sore lesson he had to learn. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you end up keeping any of it, or did it all go back?
It all went back.
Okay.
Yeah.
It all went back. Because he had to understand this is not something we can just drop money on like that. It's not okay.
Yeah, but this isn't like the money that you get in your video games, that like the tokens that you can just spend willy-nilly. This is real money.
Yep.
Thank you, Carly, for calling us up and letting us know about that.
Yeah, no problem. But, I mean, he's 12 now. He does a lot better, so it's all good.
Yeah. But still, the kids have way too much purchasing power at their fingertips. Yeah,
right? I know. Right? That's scary.
I'm not comfortable with all that. All right, coming up this morning, a chance to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran in Detroit, the Detroit show. So that's coming up after 9. We'll have a Q keyword for you. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. Ice Cube tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes. The Q Morning Show. Sherry, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you drive an ice cream truck?
No, I'm a nanny.
Okay. Are you trying to put a young one to sleep right now?
Nope. She's just laying on the floor, hanging out.
All right. Gotcha. All right. I was wondering what all the noises were. Do you have a second to play this game then?
Yes, I do.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa won again this morning. So her win streak is now at 1.
You know what? I beat her once before, so maybe again.
Let's just end it right now, Sherry. How about that?
All right.
I have your 5 questions right here. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Sherry, let's go. Question 1. What is the tallest type of tree?
Redwood.
Question 2. The 2002 movie 8 Mile was about what artist?
Eminem.
Question 3. Of all the Disney princesses, who was the first?
Snow White.
Question 4. In what country was Ed Sheeran born?
England.
Final question. Where is the strongest human muscle on the human body?
Is it your heart? It's your chest, I guess. I don't know.
All right, Sherry, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Sherry, you did very well this morning. 4 out of 5.
Okay, good.
Alyssa is making her way back into the studio, headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Sherry, I don't have written down here where you're from. Where are you from?
Madison.
Madison. Sherry's a nanny in Madison.
Yes, as you can tell, she's saying hi to you guys.
Oh, hello, little baby.
That didn't sound like a baby.
He's 6 months old.
Oh, he's just a little bean.
Are you babysitting Exorcist Baby right now?
No.
Does that sound like a baby to you?
It does sound like a creature. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
They say you don't sound like a baby.
Oh.
And she's looking at me like, what?
Sherry went 4 for 5, Alyssa.
Nice. Okay.
So you need 4 just to tie her and all 5 if you want to win this game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the tallest type of tree?
A redwood.
Question 2. The 2002 movie, 8 Mile, was about what artist?
Eminem.
Question 3. Of all the Disney princesses, who was the first?
Snow White.
If you win this game, Alyssa, this baby's coming after you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's a threat.
Question 4. In what country was Ed Sheeran born?
Ireland. No?
Sorry, it's England.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was Irish.
No. Mm. So, Alyssa needs this question in order to just tie Sherry today. If she misses this question,
then I won't have a baby that is angry at me, which is an upside.
Question 5. Where is the strongest human muscle on the human body?
I'm going to say your legs.
Your legs. I'm sorry.
Oh,
incorrect.
What?
The strongest human muscle on the human body is your jaw.
Really?
It sure is.
Oh, wow.
I can attest to that as well. I once took a golf club to the jaw.
Ooh.
On somebody's backswing, and I wasn't really hurt because that's the strongest muscle on your body.
Good to know.
Sherry?
Yes.
Alyssa loses again.
Oh.
This is the second time she's lost to me. I just want to put that out there.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sherry, yep. you are smarter than me, and that's fine. You've also got some great prizes, and of course, we're going to send you another diploma and a pennant because you're double majoring in Alyssa's College of Knowledge, apparently.
Oh, my daughter's going to freak out. You don't understand. She loves. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to tell her. My name is Sherry, and I just beat Alyssa again on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.